This is Logan Sekulow. Donald Trump names General James Mad Dog Mattis as his pick for defense secretary.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense. But we're not announcing it till Monday, so don't tell anybody.
You just heard the news, Congressman Schiff, about General Mattis. What's your reaction?
Well, it's largely positive. I met him, I think at the time he was the leading the first Marine Expeditionary Force. I was impressed with him. I've certainly been impressed with what I've seen and read about him and his reputation. So I think he's a very good choice, and I think he'll be very well received.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Trump said a year ago that he wanted someone tough as his defense secretary in the mold of General Patton or General MacArthur. The rumors had been swirling for weeks that he was leaning toward General Mattis, who was forced to retire early from his position at CENTCOM because he was not in lockstep with the administration's thinking on Iran.
The Iranian regime, in my mind, is the single most enduring threat to stability and peace in the Middle East. For all of ISIS and Al-Qaeda's mention everywhere right now, they're an immediate threat, they're serious. Certainly Assad, Syria, and what it's spewing out is a very serious threat. But nothing, I believe, is as serious in the long-term enduring ramifications in terms of stability and prosperity and some hope for a better future for the young people out there than Iran.
Already, morale has been lifted after a feeling that there have been too many restraints on the warfighter. Mattis is a colorful pick. Marines will follow him anywhere.
And now, your host.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Jordan Sekulow and Than Bennett just took a seat out of their super secretive meeting. But what we're talking about today is General Mattis named as defense secretary by Donald Trump. And Jordan, how are things feeling in Washington?
Well, I mean, you've got the nomination of the official selection by President-elect Trump of General Mattis. Again, we talked about this even last week. We went through the general's background. There was a lot of discussion that he was the leading candidate for this position if he so chose it. The final decision, we were even told by the Trump transition team yesterday when the news broke long before the Trump rally, and then it was retracted by the Trump transition team, and Donald Trump made that announcement last night in Ohio as the first stop on his victory tour. We're going to get into that today on the broadcast. Go back through the discussion we had about General Mattis, his background, where he's been on the positions, but certainly a lot of positive reaction. And it's a unique thing because he's got to get clearance from Congress to serve in this role because he's just recently retired from the U.S. military. There's already one U.S. senator on the Democrat side that has said they will actually oppose that waiver. Congress just gives a waiver for those who have served in the military to then hold what has traditionally been a position held by a civilian, but it doesn't have to be. And I think at a time where we are in conflict and we've got these great uncertainty around the world, that it is the time where you need folks like this. I will tell folks why I'm in Washington, D.C. today, back in our studio with Than Bennett. I just left a meeting with Senator Sessions from Alabama, who will be the next Attorney General of the United States. He will, of course, have to go through confirmation. The left is targeting him. Our dad is actually still with the senator as offices here in Washington, D.C. So just to let people know why we're here today, we're back in suits and ties, is because we were just with, literally, so 3 minutes before we're on air right now with Senator Sessions at his Senate office here in Washington, D.C. But he will be the next Attorney General of the United States. He was one of the first cabinet selections announced by President-elect Donald Trump. We're going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. And Logan, tell people how they can engage with us on Facebook and Periscope.
That's right. You can join us right now on Facebook. And Facebook.com/JaySekulow. Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. Broadcasting live there right now. The show never ends. Commercial free, and you can find us there, or you can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear your voice on the air today. We'll be right back.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. Whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital. We could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, if you can notice, I've got the background Than's usually got. We don't have a multi-camera set up here in Washington, D.C., but I do promise you Than is to my left as we're watching in the studio with me and will join us as well, Director of Government Affairs. Flew up this morning with my dad, who is still meeting with Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama, who will be the next Attorney General of the United States. Of course, the Department of Justice, which also oversees the FBI, needs a lot of reform, serious reform, but he's got a confirmation battle coming. They're not as difficult as they used to be because of a move by Harry Reid and the Democrats where you only need 51 votes, but it's still an issue, and we wanted to say hello to our good friend and congratulate him as well as he prepares to take on. It's a major task, reforming this bureaucracy, which has only gotten worse under the Obama administration. I mean, how much time have we spent on this broadcast talking about not just Loretta Lynch, but Eric Holder, Jim Comey, a lot of problems within. And then even yesterday, what we were talking about with the at Ohio State University, the attack, and saying, oh, we know he was at a minimum inspired by ISIS and Anwar al-Awlaki, but we don't know if it's terrorism because we're not sure if he's just ISIS or just Anwar al-Awlaki and al-Qaeda. We're going to take your phone calls, again, and comments through Facebook and Periscope. But I want to get to, Logan, we've got some comments coming in. I wanted Than to explain this because, first off, when it goes to General James Mattis, who is Mad Dog Mattis is how he's known in the U.S. Marines, he, again, has been the leading candidate throughout this process. Donald Trump had tweeted out already after their meetings, indicated that he would go, that he was kind of the leading candidate. But you never know. Sometimes folks decide ultimately that it's not the right decision for them, even at this stage in life or issues arise. But this is a unique position because he is a recent retiree from the U.S. military, just 3.5 years ago. He has to get his first step is not getting confirmed, but is getting a congressional waiver to be nominated in this position.
Yeah, that's true, Jordan. It would apply to anyone who's been in uniform in the last 7 years. And by all accounts, the president-elect had chosen General Mattis quite a while ago and was really just sort of beating the bushes here on Capitol Hill to see where the votes were on this. So the people understand, here's how it's going to have to work. Congress actually has to pass a new law, a statute. So both the House and the Senate have to move legislative language either by itself or as part of a larger package. and send it to the president, either the current president or the incoming president. I would suggest it's probably going to be the latter, and he would have to sign it into law. So, Jordan, we've talked about the filibuster a lot and how it has to reach cloture. Unless there is a change in rule, that statute, that waiver, will have to achieve 60 votes in the United States Senate. So, unlike the nomination of Jeff Sessions, for example, General Mattis will have to clear a 60-vote threshold in the United States Senate.
And once he does that, then he just has to get the – it's like a two-prong for him. Again, there's already one U.S. senator, Senator Gillibrand out of New York, a Democrat, who said it's not that she has anything against his military service. She believes that only civilians should be in charge. It's been 60 years, I think, Than, since someone this early out of the military. Obviously, lots of people in this role have served. It's the how long it's been since they were served. You know, we had periods of time there were drafts in the United States where nearly all the Americans, you know, the greatest generations, people were served. That's where you go back to, is that time period where we were involved in World War after World War and then into Vietnam, where you really, I mean, if you were going into the political world, so many people served. So it's been a long time. At the same token, it was going to take more than just one or two senators here to stop. This will likely go through pretty easily.
I really think it will, mainly because of his qualifications. But listen, I would just say politically, it's a whole lot easier for Senator Gillibrand, someone who's not up for re-election and from the very leftist state of New York, to do this than for the 10 Democrats that are going to be defending their seat in 2018 in states that Donald Trump won, in some cases overwhelmingly. So just to rattle off a couple names, Senator Manchin, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Casey, Senator Tester. Jordan, those are people that politically, they probably cannot afford to oppose a waiver. I do think it will go through.
All right, Logan, let's get to some phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, folks. I'm here at our D.C. studios, and we're taking your calls now.
Yeah, let's go to Ruben in Oregon online, too. Ruben, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I want to thank you for everything you guys are doing for our country to help save it. Being a former Marine myself, it's a proud day to know that he's going to be Secretary of Defense. I know a lot of the few leftist ex-Marines that I know who are anti-Trump are actually giving hats off to Trump for this. You know, it's another step.
Seen that as well, Ruben. I've seen that as well, Ruben. A lot of folks. I'll let you continue. I thank you for your service to our country. That this is actually a very unifying pick, especially for those who serve in our military, have served for veterans, and also their families. So that's a lot of people. When you include all of that group, it's whether or not they voted for Donald Trump, and he did. Again, I think he won pretty handily the active duty military vote. But whether or not you supported Donald Trump, this is a pick that's getting widespread support within the community, in the active duty, the veterans and their families. So, but Ruben, go ahead.
Yeah, and I just hope this positivity continues to go through. You know, I'm from California and Oregon. It's one of the toughest states to live in. You know, and I just hope that Republicans can reach out to the minorities and the poor people in California and Oregon to change these states around and make them red. You know, I hope that all this progress continues and our country keeps moving up. And, you know, we inform people about the threat of Islam in our nation. And, you know, we continue to move forward. Thank you.
Well, you know, Ruben, do we have the sound guy? Last night, Donald Trump, who was very clear about that threat, you know, he talked about, obviously, Ohio, where he was, had just been impacted by it at Ohio State University. But he talked about that need again. This is the first time, folks, since we've even dealt with since 9/11, where we're going to have a president of the United States who calls it right away. And I think that's because we've now figured it out. You know, I don't put it on President George W. Bush. We had just kind of started this process of figuring out how much of this is in the Islamic world, how much does it permeate in the Islamic world. Now we know it's so widespread and it's a real problem. We have a president who now calls it, like he sees it, radical Islamic terrorism. Take a listen, folks.
I don't believe we actually have that. Let's go ahead, though, and let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go to Raj in Vienna, Virginia, on line one.
That was indeed very good news about the nomination of the General Mad Dog Mattis. How many previous, for example, what about General Colin Powell? Was there a 7-year limit imposed on that? Was there is there a precedent?
He was going, so that's a different, so he moved from being a general to being a secretary of state, not to oversee the entire military. The way the rule is put in place, and it makes sense, it's not saying you can't do this. It just says if you do it, you've got to get congressional support. is it to oversee our armed forces? I think this is mostly during peacetime as well. You've got to be removed. Than, it's just 7 years, right? It's not like you can't have ever served in the military.
Yeah.
It's a 7-year rule?
It used to be 10, and now it's 7. Congress amended it. And so that's actually the important point to make here, is it's still civilians deciding if they want somebody in military to
right.
lead the Department of
right.
Defense.
Right. It's your elected officials, not military officials who have moved up through ranks. It's your elected officials who decide and will decide if they are comfortable with this. And all the indications are they absolutely are. Now, none of these confirmations, by the way, all of these folks who have been appointed and announced by Donald Trump have to go through the process. And let me tell you, the Democrats, they're not going to be nice about it. Because of that, you have to prepare for a lot of battles. And so even General Mattis, so you've already got a Democrat coming out saying, I don't like this idea of having even a respected, a retired general like this being in charge of the actual Department of Defense. Let's get phone calls, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Plenty to talk about. Obviously, we also had Donald Trump's first real major address to the American people and his supporters in his thank you tour last night in Ohio, where he announced this officially. But again, none of this is a done deal until the United States Senate signs off. It's easier now to go through this process, but none of it's a done deal, which means if you care about these individuals, if you want Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General or General Mattis to be the Secretary of Defense, you have to, as Donald Trump said, stay engaged in the process, Logan. And folks, there's a way for you as well to stay in our discussion through our breaks in the broadcast. Logan, tell people about it.
Yeah, join us on social media during the breaks, Facebook and Periscope. During the whole show as well, you get to see what's going on live in the studio, as well as see exclusive videos we run during certain segments. There's a lot of comments that came in. This is a comment that came in on Periscope. Said, why do they want civilian leadership in military? I think it makes more sense to have a military man as Secretary of Defense. Well, I think we probably agree with you there as well. So we'll be taking a lot of more comments like that. If you have that, that's also a great way to not only interact with us during the show, you can get your voice heard. Phone lines are jammed, though. 1-800-684-3110. We'll do our best to get to some more calls as we head into the next segment. All right, again, 1-800-684-3110 to be on the show today. You can also watch it at ACLJ.org and make sure to download the ACLJ app. And that is available on Apple devices. It's available on Roku and Apple TV. We get to watch all of our video content absolutely free. We'll be right back with more right here on Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. Whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital. We could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. It's good to be back in our studios here. I'm with Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. We don't have a multi-camera live set up here, but Than is in the studio with me. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Why are we here in Washington? Well, I think we're going to, again, we've got our great office here right behind the Supreme Court and catty corner to the U.S. Senate offices, and that's where Than and I just came from, which was we were meeting with Senator Jeff Sessions, who will be the next Attorney General of the United States. I say that with confidence. He will have a battle. He's gotten good support from some Republicans, and there are some Democrats even that may be lending support, like someone like Joe Manchin in West Virginia. So for our West Virginia audience, when these battles begin, which is very soon, you know, come January 20th, there's some focuses there. But listen, as I constantly say, and I think Than will back me up, we look at, yes, there's a Republican, it'll be a 52-48 majority. But all of these Republicans are not Jeff Sessions. You've got, the John McCains, who have been the nominee for the Republican Party, but sometimes cause issues. There are the moderates as well. And there some of those folks who have taken positions that we sometimes oppose, like Senator Susan Collins in Maine, have come out in support of Senator Sessions. They're going to get pushed back because they come from bluer states. And then the folks who are – there's some who are up for re-election a couple of years in states that are turning blue. So there will be, even though it's a 51, even though the Republicans have the majority, unlike, I'd say, the Democrats, the Republicans are a bit – there's a bit broader of a spectrum, if you will, a bigger umbrella of who fits under that Republican still to this day.
Well, we heard it from
especially in the Senate.
Yeah, we heard it from Jeff Sessions' mouth just a few minutes ago, Jordan. He said, I never get overconfident with these things. You always have to take these confirmation battles seriously. But he told us something that I wasn't aware of that is very good news, and that's that Senator Flake, who is one of the more vulnerable Republicans in the next cycle, has already endorsed his nomination. So that's very good news. I would say this. Part of the reason that I am confident in the end, after a lot of maybe struggle, he's going to succeed is because he's so uniquely qualified for this spot. And I would just give you two reasons. Number one, when he took over as the Attorney General of Alabama, it looked a lot like this Department of Justice. It was in shambles, and he put it back in order. The second thing, Jordan, he sentenced the leader of the KKK in Alabama to execution during a time when that took great personal risk upon himself. It was not always popular around him. He did what was right. I think that's the exact kind of person we need to lead the Department of Justice. It's going to be brutal, but yeah. I think he's going to get confirmed.
Yeah, you're going to hear the same things, folks, about Senator Sessions that you heard about yourself if you are a conservative voter this election. I mean, I've talked about the racial issues and the unrest that's being, I think, really it's been created by President Obama and the situation, whether it's with the police and law enforcement. Remember, the Department of Justice sets that tone. That's what the left is so upset about. They are the organization inside our government going after these police officers, going after the states, launching these investigations. Does that mean that there are not issues that they need to look at with police sometimes and civil rights? No, but we've created a culture of protest and unrest, which, again, at a time when we've been healing as a country, we've had, you know, our first African-American president, and there was not this great, you know, I don't believe racial unrest initially with that. It wasn't people protesting in the streets because it had anything to do with the fact of his background. It was issues, and yet that was turned into, if you oppose me, now everyone is, the race issue, which, again, we've talked about in this broadcast when it comes up. Get ready for it, folks, with this issue. And basically, I mean, you know, if you're a conservative and a Christian, suddenly you've now been put into this box as well. Even if you fought against it your entire career, like Senator Sessions has, where, like Than was saying, in the 1980s in Alabama, and that may not sound like a long time ago, but it was a long time ago. Things have changed significantly in the Southeast. But remember, the Southeast in the 1980s, that's not so long after Brown versus Board of Education. I mean, that's only a few decades later. And the civil rights unrest. He put, sought the death penalty and won for the leader of the KKK. And they're saying these are the issues that will come up. There will be ads. There will be things you hear. But let's get to the phone calls as well, Logan, because I think that a lot of folks are also supportive. And there's some people with questions about General Mattis as well on some of his positions. Let's take Joshua's call on line 3.
All right, Joshua Caleb in beautiful Orlando, Florida. You're on the air.
All right. Hey, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you for all you do. My question is, of course, concerning General Mad Dog. I actually saw a comment saying that he supports the two-state solution for Israel, which I strongly oppose and is a big red flag. I wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that depends on what you mean by two-state solution. Ultimately, do I think the Palestinians need their own, some more self-determination and an ability to operate and maybe, you know, a linking of these two independent territories or separating them as two different places? Yeah, I don't think Israel always wants to have to deal with this. At the same time, they're not at that point to even be there. It's like you could be thinking about this as, yeah, that may be an ultimate goal, is that you have a peaceful Palestinian state where people are okay. But this is, it's nowhere on the horizon. I mean, they would not even sit down under President Obama, who loved the Muslim world, and they wouldn't sit down with the Israelis. So we're at a point that we're so far away from that. It's a lofty goal. I mean, Donald Trump has said, you know, he would like to broker that deal as well. And the actual two-state solution would be a long way down the road after peace negotiations on territory. Israel's been willing to offer up some territory, but even recognizing Israel as a Jewish state, they won't go that far. And so there's so many barriers that I think that you can have lofty ideas and goals. That's not going to be his job as Secretary of Defense either. I mean, he's not the Secretary of State. He is in charge of our military and carrying out the orders from our Commander-in-Chief, who will be Donald Trump.
Right. Number one, I'd say to you, I think this is the one question he'll have to answer to Congress to get that waiver.
Yeah, it's a good question, Kate. I think you're the first person that's really picked up on it. It's barely been mentioned, Than, but we've got a smart audience.
Yeah.
They're already picking up on it. There are some groups that have been opposed to it.
Yeah.
There are some pro-Israel groups that have been opposed to it.
And I suspect what he will tell those groups, Jordan, is here's what I mean by that. What I mean is that no forced resolution or forced settlement should be put on the two entities involved, whether you want to call them states or anything. I think the two parties should get together, Israel and Palestine, and negotiate a settlement. I think that is what he meant by the two-state solution, and I think that will be his position going forward. And by the way, Jordan, if that's what he said, there's somebody else that holds that position. It's the ACLJ. We don't want to see the United Nations step in and force a settlement on Israel. We want a negotiated settlement that they can agree to and that preserves their sovereignty and, Jordan, allows them to defend their own borders. I suspect that's the answer General Mattis will give.
All right, folks, we've got a second half hour of the broadcast coming up. We've got a couple phone lines open, 1-800-684-3110. We're coming to you from Washington, D.C. My dad's here as well. He's still in a meeting with Senator Sessions, who will be the next Attorney General of the United States. He was announced by President-elect Donald Trump early in the transition process. We just came from his office. Dan and I just came from his office on Capitol Hill, the Senate offices, which are just a short walk away from us here at the American Center for Law and Justice in our D.C. Headquarters. But we'll take more of your phone calls. We've got a second half hour. Logan, tell people if they don't get the second half hour on the radio broadcast, they continue with us as well.
That's right. You can continue listening and watching on social media, Facebook and Periscope. You get live video and studio quality audio feed, as well as you get to interact with like-minded, sometimes some not-so-like-minded individuals who are on there. You can also give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. If we lose you here and your station doesn't carry the full hour of JSEC, you're live first, tell them to carry the full hour. If they don't, just go over to ACLJ.org. You can listen there anytime or download the ACLJ app, available in the App Store, including Apple TV and on Roku, where you can watch the show archived each and every day in the JSEC Live podcast. We'll be right back in the second half of JSEC Live.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. A quote from President-elect Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, Mad Dog Mattis, General Mad Dog Mattis. I like this one. I think this is my favorite one. He says in quotes, "I'm going to plead with you." This was, I think, it was in Afghanistan, talking to the military in Afghanistan that was supposed to be helping the U.S. So it was not. This was not even aimed at the Taliban. But this is the message he had. Because remember, we had those problems with attacks on our soldiers by police forces that were supposed to be on our side. And same thing in Iraq, where you'd have a soldier turn and kill in cases. Our forces. So he said, "I'm going to plead with you, do not cross us, because if you do, the survivors will write about what we do here for 10,000 years." And I think where he makes a very good point there, and I know that could sound tough and scary to people, but when you're talking, especially in the Islamic world, where history, unlike in our country, is 200-300 years, we think of, we're a fairly new country. There are grudges held for thousands of years in the Islamic world. So when he says you'll be talking about it for 10,000 years, it is in a reference to many of the conflicts to this day that fuel the unrest in the Middle East and the Muslim world. That kind of time range is not as extreme as it sounds to the – and that's because he's a very educated military director. He's seen, again, a big thinker and someone who, again, we know our Department of Defense – needs change as well. We got a lot of phone calls coming in, 1-800-684-3110. Logan, in this first segment, let's get to a call.
All right. Let's get to a call. Let's go to David in Tennessee on line 5.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. You're on the air. What's your statement?
Good.
Well, my question is everybody's encouraging the public to engage and to help get Donald Trump's cabinet picks pushed through. What can we do to engage? Can you break that down for us so we know exactly what we need to do?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we were saying congratulations to Senator Sessions, but it was not 5 minutes to say hello and goodbye. And from what I know, we were in the studio now. My dad may be back now, but he might not be still meeting with Senator Sessions from Alabama, will be Donald Trump. Was he the first cabinet official announced? I think he was. He was the first cabinet official announced, obviously, other than the vice president, who is technically part of the cabinet, makes up the president's cabinet. So obviously Mike Pence has been out there. But the first official to lead an agency that was announced, and one that obviously our listeners care deeply about because we've been so involved in a negative way. I mean, truth be told, very negative way with the Department of Justice. Remember, it's the Department of Justice who comes in when you go after the IRS. It's the DOJ. So even that's Treasury, it's the Department of Justice who comes in to defend the government and the government officials. So every time you're taking on, whether it's the State Department and what was going on with Hillary Clinton and the emails, it always involved the Department of Justice. And the FBI is overseen by the Department of Justice. But then there are grassroots campaigns. Now, it's been a while. It's been 8 years since the Bush years where people got involved like this. But we'll talk about it more when we come back from the break. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. But quickly, Than, people will have to raise their voices. It's like a mini campaign that they were just all involved with in November.
Well, we're going to help them do that, Jordan. I mean, first of all, they should be calling the United States Senator right now if they support one of these nominees, someone like Dean Heller in Nevada, who's a Republican but faces a very tough reelection. But then secondly, we'll be putting out truth about some of these nominees. Jordan, we're not necessarily supporting every one of them. We have to take a look at them and see where it is. We'll help them engage here in Washington, D.C.
No, listen, I mean, right now we've gotten some great nominees. I think so far everyone has been A-OK or better than that. And we're especially excited about Senator Sessions in that attorney general spot. And as I just said, the influence of that is just hard to fully comprehend. I could go through so many lists where every issue we engage in is involves the Department of Justice. Those rules, like Little Sisters of the Poor, Department of Justice, and getting involved with all of that. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. You can join us on Facebook and Periscope as well. And go to ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. Whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We got a great question before the break. We've been talking about the nominees, obviously, as we got an important confirmation. This was all, you know, a little bit confused yesterday. There was a lot of news outlets that went forward. It was pretty clear that President-elect Donald Trump was going to go with a retired general, Mad Dog Mattis, for Secretary of Defense. It was pretty clear it was the leading candidate. But you never know. Sometimes people decide. They sleep on it. They take some time. They discuss it with family, with friends, and colleagues, and decide maybe it's not the right fit for them. Or they're not, you know, that it's just they appreciate it. They're honored. They want to help, but that's not the way that they believe that they can help best. So you go through that process. Donald Trump ultimately confirmed it last night in his rally. And I think that it's important, folks, for all of you to understand, because he's already getting pushback on this issue that, well, it's supposed to be a civilian-controlled military. And, Than, you brought up a great point, which is, and during the break, in a discussion while we were playing a video for our Facebook and Periscope audience, that specifically, we'll just walk people through it. I mean, because they're acting like, oh, well, you got to get this waiver from Congress. It's never supposed to be a non-civilian in control of the military. First of all, it's a seven-year window. You can get a waiver. So that 7 years is not a long time to be out. He's been out 3.5. But tell people about this rule, actually. It's not in the Constitution.
Yeah, no, it's in a statute. It's in a statute that passed in 1947 that created the Department of Defense as we know it today. There was a War Department before and other iterations, but the Department of Defense that we know today was enacted by Congress in 1947, and it included this ban, or at least this window, where you had to be outside the military for a certain number of time. At that time, it was 10 years before you could be the Secretary of Defense. Jordan, the first time a waiver was granted was just 3 years after that, 1950 for George Marshall. So it's not like Congress, even at the time, passed this law saying it will never happen. They just wanted to be able to determine when it would happen so that the military wouldn't get too much power and that would always be governed by a civilian, or a civilian body like the Congress would make an exception for it. So again, created in 1947, the first waiver was passed just 3 years later.
All right, Logan, we can go to the phone call as well, 1-800-684-3110. I want to ask people their opinion of, obviously, of what is Donald Trump as he is picking his cabinet choices. And I think we also got an indication that next week we may find out about Secretary of State, and even very soon about who will be the first nominee to the United States Supreme Court. Remember, there is a vacancy. This is not a hypothetical. This is very real. This is going to happen immediately. I mean, this can happen day one of the presidency. This fight will begin. It may already begin, which I think, then, by the way, quickly, if he announces that name, I think all of these cabinet positions become a much easier fight for Republicans and for the nominees, because it's ultimately it's that lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, which the left and the filibuster are still in play. You don't have that for these cabinet positions. And these aren't lifetime appointments. These are folks who serve at the pleasure of the president. But that is where the fight may absolutely be.
Well, for that reason, Jordan, I fully expect the nomination to happen at least while the hearings for Senator Sessions are going on, no later than that, so at least they would run simultaneously. We know from Senator Grassley that those hearings for Senator Sessions are going to be before the president-elect is inaugurated. Don't be surprised, Jordan, if that Supreme Court nominee comes down to and those hearings get scheduled to maybe right on the heels of the Jeff Sessions ones.
Yeah, I mean, take a listen. This is Donald Trump talking to Sean Hannity, our good friend, just yesterday about Supreme Court justices and about this pick. So it's down to the same amount of people as his Secretary of State choice. Take a listen.
You're still solid on Supreme Court justices,
yeah.
Originalists?
Yeah.
Solid
we
on the
wall.
We have
one to appoint very soon. We're going to have to come up with a name. I'm down to probably three or four.
Are they from your list?
People from the list. They are terrific people, highly respected, brilliant people, and we'll be announcing that pretty soon, too.
So, again, I want to get people's thoughts on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Logan, what's coming in Facebook and Periscope as well? I want to bring folks in to that discussion.
Sure. There are some comments that come in. A lot of people are chiming in. One person said they're very excited about Sessions, their home state of Alabama. Very proud of their Patriot son. That was from Jerry Ann. And Amy said, I've heard Mad Dog is tough. This is going to be good. We do have some lines open if you want to talk on the air. 1-800-684-3110. One of the rare times where there are a few lines open. 1-800-684-3110. But let's take a phone call. Let's go to Glenita in Alabama.
Hi, Glenita.
Hi, how you doing? I love you guys. Keep doing great things.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am so excited. I'm from Alabama, so just Sessions. Awesome. Awesome pick. Awesome thought choice. Even with the Secretary of Defense, with a name with Mad Dog, we can bring respect back to the United States.
Yeah.
Over the
well, Glenita, I think that's the point. I'll let you continue, but I think that is the point here. People are scared. I mean, we live in a scary time. We had Ohio State on Monday. You know, it's the end of the week. We had another Islamic terror attack. The FBI's confirmed it was inspired by either Anwar al-Awlaki or ISIS or both, and the individual carried out the attack thankfully did not kill anyone. He was the one killed. But we face this threat, and Glenita, I think we've got about 50 days left of this, where and you've got to, even though you got Mad Dog, even you're calling from Alabama and Senator Sessions coming in, Attorney General, you got to give them time because they're dealing with a mess when they take these different agencies over of the government, and they've got to deal with a lot of folks. But Glenita, I think there is a lot of concern. I mean, you don't have to be in where I am today in Washington, D.C. or New York or L.A. to feel the threat of these potential terror attacks.
I think it's an awesome choice. And my thing is every time I go outside of my door, I don't want to see another 9/11. And I'm very concerned with that. We need someone like General Mattis, because first of all, he's retired, he's refreshed, he's a Marine. I mean, we need that in this country. I mean, we don't need another 9/11, and I want my children and my children's children to enjoy the United States without being bombed or being scared to go outside, and definitely not being under Sharia law.
Yeah, well, I mean, and this is, again, it goes to the broader idea. People are scared. They're still scared. You know, it's not like, listen, there's already positive changes we see from the Trump transition, but there will still be these threats, and they have to be changed. Here's Donald Trump talking about it. First, let's play by 25.
Your state,
talking about Ohio State,
has just experienced a violent atrocity at the great Ohio State University, and that is a great place. That further demonstrates the security threats that created. And these are just threats that are stupidly created by our very, very stupid politicians, refugee programs.
You know, I think the simple way he explains it is exactly what we've gotten into on this broadcast, the issue that we are just accepting whoever applies. And, you know, we've done asylum work for people.
We have it, the ACLJ. We go through the legal process. I'll tell you, the folks who are Christians, by the way, seeking this, they have to contact groups like us to help them because they get put through the ringer. But if you're coming through the Islamic world, oh, we're welcoming you in everywhere. I want to take your phone calls, folks. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to join us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. But Donald Trump also made this promise last night to all of you who are concerned. And I want to get your reactions to this as well. Because he calls it the scourge of terrorism in our country. Give me a call to this soundbite, because I think that this is one of the main reasons why Donald Trump is the next president of the United States. Take a listen by 26.
We will do everything in our power to keep the scourge of terrorism out of our country. We're going to keep it out of our country. Just so you understand, people are pouring in from regions of the Middle East. We have no idea who they are, where they come from, what they're thinking, and we're going to stop that dead, cold, flat. And you just take a look at what just happened in your state. Just take a good look and really think about it.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's speaking directly. He's speaking honestly. We're going to do everything in our power to keep terrorism. He doesn't say you can always stop it, but we're going to do everything. And we're not doing everything right now. That involves all of these different agencies. You could talk about already the nominees we have for, whether it's Department of Defense abroad, you know, our military abroad, but also including our Coast Guard. And you've got one of the positions that hasn't been filled yet, Department of Homeland Security, which oversees INS and the immigration and ICE. You've got Department of Justice, our good friend. That's why I'm in our Washington, D.C. studios. Just came from a meeting with Senator Jeff Sessions, who will be the next Attorney General. Department of Justice and the FBI, which is supposed to be investigating and stopping these attacks when possible. Listen, America will always be a target of those who hate freedom and liberty. But we can do more to defend ourselves and keep our communities safe. We'll take your phone calls. We got another segment coming up. We go through all the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And Logan, people can also join our discussion on Facebook and Periscope. I'm seeing a lot of support as you're putting it in our chat from members of the military for General Mattis, and that's great to see.
That's right. Those comments are coming in, and you can do that. Phone lines are jammed right now, but some will open up. 1-800-684-3110. Get those comments in during Facebook and Periscope. We'll talk to you during the break as well, coming up in just a moment.
On you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. Whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Take a load for free.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm in our studios in Washington, D.C. with Dan Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. Logan's in our other broadcast studio as well, our main studio. We're taking your phone calls, and in this segment, we get through as many calls as possible. Why are we here today? Dad's here as well in meetings. I just came from a meeting. We got here, I think it was 2 to 3 minutes. What do you think, guys? I think 2 to 3 minutes before. Maybe I think we walked in our offices. I think I sat down 40 seconds before our broadcast. We had left a meeting with the next Attorney General of the United States, Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama. And what a change it is to even be in a meeting like that with a good friend of ours. He's been a good friend on so many issues that we're concerned about the ACLJ. Been on the Judiciary Committee for the confirmation battles when it was the good years, and has been the tough years as well. Than, it has been a long time for people before we get to the calls. And I think this is why they're going to have to kind of, now that they've won, and they're seeing a lot of positivity from Donald Trump, but there's going to be resistance in Washington to everything. Donald Trump said it. Everything he wants to propose, including the individuals he wants to lead our government and carry out his directives in these various agencies.
Well, first off, Jordan, you're experiencing the blessing of my everyday, where I can be in Capitol Hill meetings 5 minutes before the show and 5 minutes after the show. So it's great. I would say this. But what we heard from Jeff Sessions just a few minutes ago is that the Department of Justice needs a fresh start. And I thought those were the right words. You can, you know, cast disparaging. You can look back. You can look at all the mistakes. But here's the bottom line. We need a fresh start because the Department of Justice does not have the confidence of the American people. And after sitting in that meeting, I can tell you he's the man to get that done. So whether or not Senate Democrats will stand in the way, I think many of them will, he's going to be the next Attorney General, and I think he will bring that fresh start.
Yeah, listen, you're not going to see we're not in a time period in America where everybody's going to get 90 votes for any of these positions. It used to be like that, 80, 90, sometimes even unanimous for not just cabinet positions, for people who are definitely qualified even if you disagreed with them. But, you know, if the president won, someone won, they get to nominate and go through. But you saw it even for the Supreme Court of the United States, a lifetime appointment. You don't see that anymore. The one thing that Harry Reid did, and now the Democrats are very upset, they did, this was their own doing, was got rid of the filibuster at these cabinet level and lower court positions. So that's going to be a different to kind of fill through as well. You'd only need 51. But again, I will tell our audience, as I like to remind everybody, just because the Republicans control the Senate, they aren't usually the types that take those moves like Harry Reid did to get rid of the filibuster for these positions. They are more likely to sometimes move away from their own. And that is because the Republican Party, which is not necessarily a bad thing, is a broader party at this point. Certainly, I mean, think about the spectrum of Donald Trump to Susan Collins in Maine. Or think about the spectrum from Donald Trump to even Mitch McConnell, whose wife is going to, as a former member of the cabinet, is going to be in this cabinet as well. She was the head of the department, the secretary for the Department of Labor, and now will be over at the Department of Transportation. These are folks who did not see eye to eye and yet are all within the same on every issue. They do, I think, on the broader issues. But I want to get to phone calls, and Logan, let's do just that.
Yeah, let's go ahead. A couple lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. Don in Prague in the Czech Republic is on the air. Don, I assume you're watching on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm watching on Facebook, and I just had to kill the feed so I could get through on this. I just wanted to say two things. First, in regard to General Mattis. Actually, he doesn't even like to be called Mad Dog or General. He likes to be called Jim, at least now that he's out of uniform. But there's a story I posted in the feed on Facebook that is kind of well-known in the military circles but not known to other people, and it really shows his character. And that is a story about how back when he was a brigadier general, he actually pulled officer of the day duty, which is kind of a menial duty for an officer, on Christmas Day, so one of his young lieutenants who had a family could be with his family on Christmas Day. And it's just legendary about the man's character.
This is a story, Don, last week, Wes Smith, who was the head of our military a division at the ACLJ, and is a retired colonel in the U.S. Army, told that very story. Now, that was our second half of the broadcast. I think it's important that we're retelling it today because that was before General Mattis was confirmed to be the nominee from Donald Trump, but that he would take these kind of actions consistently, you know, and say, oh, I'll take over when they don't have to and when it's not the normal duty. That being said, again, I think all these individuals, you're going to see, they're still, it's 52-48 in Washington, Than. That means there's 48 Democrats who really don't love any of these choices. I mean, they may okay some of them. Maybe that the majority of them go okay with General Mattis because they know him from his service, just because he's only been out for the 3.5 years. But there are others, even their own colleagues. They're going to stand in the way every time they can. I mean, this Chuck Schumer is not an easy person to deal with for conservatives.
There's no margin for error, Jordan. I mean, right now there are 51 Republican senators. There will be 52 by the time these comes around. The hurdle is even higher for General Mattis. He's got to get to 60 for a waiver. I would just say this. We focused a lot on his strength and toughness for good reason, but I'm glad the caller brought this up because actually I tweeted this too, but the my favorite quote of him was not about toughness. He said, "The problem with being too busy to read is that you learn by experience, for example, the hard way." So there are very complex sides of General Mattis, and that's yet another reason, Jordan, I think he's going to get to the 60 votes he needs.
All right, let's take line five, Logan.
All right, Ryan in Kalamazoo, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, I'm very pleased and excited to know that the next Attorney General is including the American Center for Law and Justice in its meetings. I'm very relieved.
It's a big change. It's a big change, Ryan, and I appreciate your phone call. Been 8 years. You know, we were on the other side of this, and that's fine. It's not a Republican-Democrat issue. It's the Obama administration specifically, and it started with Eric Holder. It's ending with Loretta Lynch. I mean, time after time, even to the FBI level, these are not areas usually where you'd have to. Things are going to change significantly, but we got to get these folks confirmed. We got to get them through the process. So we got to get them to that position where they are Attorney General of the United States. Logan, let's grab another call.
All right, let's go to Sandy in Norfolk.
Sandy.
Hi there, guys. Y'all are doing a great job. And if it wasn't for y'all, I'd be so confused about so many things. But anyway, I think that President-elect Trump, he is going to pick the wisest, most smart men available. He surrounded himself with wise people to help him. And he's really taking his time. He's not just, you know, picking them. And I think he's going to do a tremendous job to turn our country around and make it strong again.
Sandy, we appreciate your call. We got 1 minute. Let's take Ryan.
Right, he's calling
on final call of the day. Line six. Ryan, you're on with us.
Is it realistic to think that Roe v. Wade could be overturned with a new Supreme Court justice coming in? And what legal battles happen afterward if that does happen?
All right, so yes, it's possible. I would not say with just one justice. I think you're going to need to see more shifts than that to really do that. It does not mean that abortion is illegal. It's at a federal level. It would just mean that it's not a federal issue. It's a state issue. So you'd go state by state by state, and then you'd have the abortion groups come in trying to fight this. It would be relitigated. But it would then, as Donald Trump has said correctly, go back to your individual state. So Illinois, in your case, would make a decision about abortion, where limits would be on it. Would you allow it at all? And so that is what would happen if it was overturned. I don't think it's a reasonable expectation to say one nominee and that's going to happen. I think you need to see a shift in the court, but it could very well happen. We'll talk to you more next week. Go to ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you next time.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.